We're with Greg Fenty at Fenty Farms for Next Generation Farmer. Greg, thanks for being part of this. We've chatted just as we lead into the interview here, and I love Next Generation Farmer, and you are tipping the iceberg here into a whole area of data and technology.
Yeah, that's right.
And you're showing me a program here. Let's just touch on that briefly.
So I started a couple of years ago, year and a half ago, I was at the farm show, and I learned about Climate Field View, and I wanted a tool that would, to use my new yield monitor, I wanted to be able to take that information out of the combine, you know, because otherwise you'd have to have somebody climb up in the combine and look over your shoulder at the screen. And I wanted to be able to bring that down and use it on a computer screen and show my customers and show my dad, you know, show everybody what was going on out in their field, and then use that information to help make better decisions going forward.
It takes farming like Next Generation from a feel and gut feeling and things like that into some hard facts.
Data-driven decisions, yeah.
I like data-driven decisions.
I would say that there's a longer growing season now than there used to be. And we do probably grow a higher heat unit corn than, say, my dad would have grown back in the day. If you need an opinion on the climate field, the climate situation, we have to be ready for adverse weather patterns, I guess. We tend to see a larger, more aggressive rain event followed by more periods of dry days in between. Whereas before you might have seen, you know, half an inch once or twice a week over the summer. Now you see a one big rain of an inch once a week on there. I would always love it if it were to happen on a Sunday evening. You could take Sunday off, go back out the field and get right back to work on Monday. Yeah. And you knew that you would get your hay off on a Saturday afternoon. How convenient would that have been? But unfortunately, that's not quite the way Mother Nature works for us. So yeah. In fact, I could probably show you on here, last year, there was a period of 30 plus days that we didn't get rain. So it just is, and it's built being prepared to handle those situations.
Now, you mentioned at the beginning the crops that you're growing. Let's just go through the crops quickly.
Sure. So I grow corn, wheat, and soybeans. Corn will grow. It'll be a grain corn. We market a fair bit, obviously, to the ethanol plant in Elmer. Yeah. Some of it we will take and grind up for feed for our own cows. That'll be a high moisture ground corn that we use. And then obviously as corn silage, we chop the entire plant down, put it in a silo and feed that as well for feed. So there's three different uses we have for corn on our farm. We grow soybeans. One is a seed soybean. We grow for Corteva or Pioneer, as you'd know it. We grow for them, and this year we're doing an Enlist bean, and then we grow crusher beans as well, which you market to the feed trade, so to speak, right?
Yeah.
And then some wheat, obviously. We grow some wheat. This year I've marketed that through Hamilton, so we grow wheat as well, and then naturally we got to feed our cows, and we'll be feeding them. We grow a few acres of alfalfa grass mix, we call it, you know, hay, right? And there's some different crops that we can use, and that's the nice thing about what we can do on a dairy farm. Right now, I got a cover crop grant last year, and I was able to get a no-till drill with some grant money, not entirely, but a grant money to get some no-till grain drill. And we put in a cover crop last year, and this spring, before we plant that crop, we're going to cut that with a haybine, chop it, and we'll ensile that rye cover crop, save it for feed for the cows. And then we'll terminate the rye cover crop and we'll go back and plant soybeans into that.
Okay.
I'm getting two crops in 1 year off the same acre. Well, the price of land is so high, I got to think about getting two crops off that, right? So yeah, those are some of the other crops. We do a cover crop. And the nice thing about it is these cover crops, they're good for the soil, but they also feed my cows on an acres that wouldn't have otherwise been utilized. So
Now let's look at the dairy operation. How many head are we looking at here?
Well, right now on my farm here, there's 54 milking. I probably should dry a couple up here, but you'll see that there's 54 cows milking in the barn right now. And of course that could change any day as I dry one up or one calves out. Yeah. But there's 54 milking. I think there's 120 head on the farm total. We keep our calves, raise the heifers all the way through. When we do the odd beef cross to raise, my children, I got three of them, and the oldest two are engaged by owning a calf on the farm. I should show you, and you'd probably really enjoy this. And so they will raise a calf. They'll buy it off me in the spring of 1 year, and they'll raise it for a year, and we'll have a yearling to sell the following spring. And then we'll sell that. They'll take the money. That money goes into their account. They then take some money from that. They buy a new calf and they carry on and repeat the process. So they've made a few dollars doing that, but by doing so, they also learn the value of hard work and the commitment to looking after animals. So that's a really neat experience specific to my farm.